If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In 1 month, the stock market lost 10% of its value and inflation's clearly out of control. And the only answer the Fed has is to raise interest rates, further stalling the economy. How are you protecting your savings? I'll tell you how I'm protecting mine with gold from Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. Text Dan to 989898 and Birch Gold will send you a free information kit on diversifying into gold tax-free. Hedge against inflation, protect your hard-earned money. Get your free information kit by texting Dan to 989898. Do it today.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, this is serious stuff, what happened with the CDC putting this now untested and without significant longitudinal data vaccine on your kid's schedule. Did you see this segment on Fox? If you haven't, how this hasn't gone viral yet, I don't know. A Dr. Asim Malgotra was on with Laura Ingraham talking about the CDC voting to make this COVID vaccine booster part of the schedule for childhood vaccinations, meaning states now, some of them may use this as an excuse to force your kids who are at very low risk from COVID hospitalization or serious illness or death, very low risk, to take this thing in order to go to schools. Now, there's an election coming up. I had Dan Horowitz on my show the other day who drops COVID-19 truth bombs all the time. And Horowitz said something, Joe, I thought was interesting. Horowitz said, you know, if you're going to do it and you're going to screw us over, he said, I'm actually glad you did it now, CDC, because now people have 18 days left to decide if they want radical leftist congressmen, senators, and governors in charge of their states and the federal government that could move to use this new childhood vaccination schedule to jam a needle in your kid's arm for a vaccine you may not want and may not need. You're going to do it now. Do it right now. Yeah, he was right. I'm predicting now. We were ahead of the science on everything on COVID. We were ahead of it on the lab leak. We were ahead of it on the fallacy of lockdowns being effective. We warned about lockdowns hurting kids' education and causing depression. We warned you masks were ineffective. And we warned you to be skeptical about the vaccine's ability to stop transmission early on when they didn't have longitudinal data. And you know what? The gavel fell. We were right on all of it. I'm predicting we are going to be right again about side effects for this, which they have not factored in a risk-reward calculus from the vaccine. Here's the doctor on Ingraham talking about exactly this, what could potentially be the biggest medical scandal and science scandal in the history of the modern United States. Take a listen.
Myocarditis is one issue. The other very good clear data actually reveals that in people aged between 16 and 39, Israel data showed this, there was a 25% absolute increase in heart attacks and cardiac arrest, which was associated with the vaccine, but not associated with COVID. This has now been replicated in Florida, a similar type of findings recently. And that's why the general surgeon of Florida has come out and suggested that certainly people in that age group shouldn't be having the vaccine. But I've looked at that data, I've spoken to the researchers in Israel. And in fact, this signal of harm is for everybody, even people over the age of 60, not to that degree.
Well, doctor, let me jump in here and just very quickly. Given what we know thus far, was this vaccine rolled out too quickly without adequate testing because of the global pandemic nature of things?
I think yes, but Laura, I find it very difficult to believe that Pfizer senior executives and Pfizer scientists didn't know when it was being rolled out because they have access to the raw data, which we now know shows significant harm. It's likely they knew this. Which means that with hindsight, and I'm sure an investigation will reveal this eventually, it probably should never have been rolled out in the first place.
I mean, how has that clip not gone viral? Keep in mind now, there are a growing number of medical professionals, doctors, healthcare specialists, and scientists with expertise in this very specific area speaking out saying, stop stop for a moment with the vaccine. Stop. Let's evaluate the science on a longitudinal basis using chronological time as we see what happened, because you didn't see what happened in the beginning. We rushed this thing. I don't care who put it out there. The thing at this point, the facts, was clearly rushed. Clearly. If it wasn't rushed, it wouldn't need an EAU, an emergency use authorization. It could have gone through the standard channels. Granted, we had a significant problem, people dying from COVID. However, that's not an excuse to rush something that may cause problems later. You haven't factored into the initial risk calculus. That's called freaking science. I'm telling you, this is going to go down as one of the biggest public health debacles we've seen in American history. I am absolutely sure of it. More in a minute, but first, we have a new sponsor I'm really excited to tell you about, Windshield Wow from Wow Auto Parts. I use it. It's amazing. Appropriately named because I said wow the first time I used it on my windshield. The Windshield Wow is an ingenious windshield cleaning device. It uses two magnetic cleaning paddles. They're super strong. You have one on the outside, one on the inside. It cleans both sides of your windshield. I mean, what good is it to clean one side, right? And it does it all from the outside. All you do is push around the outside paddle, and the inside follows and cleans the inside automatically. It's the cleanest my windshield's been in a long time. I get a lot of bugs and debris on it down here in Florida. No more struggling to clean the inside. The Windshield Wow applies the firm cleaning pressure for you and is super thin to get into those tiny dash areas. I like my windshields clean. Obviously, I want to see what's going on. Haze and film builds up on both sides, causing dangerous glare. Windshield Wow is the fastest and least hassle way to get super clean, streak-free, and safe windshield. Paul and I were so impressed, we got two, one for her too. Go to windshieldwow.com to get this ingenious cleaning device now. That's windshieldwow.com, windshieldwow.com. Use Bongino at checkout for a special discount. That's windshieldwow.com. Thanks, Windshield Wow, for being our newest sponsor. Love the product.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Folks, states and governors are standing up, however. States and governors, I saw Bill Lee from Tennessee put out a statement yesterday suggesting that the schools were not going to align with this schedule, forcing shots into kids' arms whose parents may not want them. But folks, I'm telling you, they're all following along. It's precisely because of moments like this with Ron DeSantis that I, in the strongest possible terms, strongest, a 100% out of 100% strength in possible terms, tell you the idea that not voting as some kind of a tactic to stick it to the left because of voter fraud is insane. You would never have Ron DeSantis, who I'm telling you, governors around the country are just following his lead now. Here's Ron DeSantis on this new CDC schedule suggesting kids should take this vaccine. Well, you know, under the age of 18, despite the risk. Check this out.
There's been a lot of questions to our office about the CDC potentially adding COVID vaccine to the childhood immunization schedule. And I know a lot of parents are concerned about that, because if that's on the immunization schedule, the fear is that schools could potentially mandate your child to get a COVID shot, even if that's not something that you want to do. So I just want to let everyone be clear, you know, as long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision.
Folks, elections matter. Ron DeSantis won by a sliver in his initial election against Andrew Gillum for governor here in Florida. I know, I was here, I saw it. Elections matter. We can exist in two simultaneous universes, okay? One where, yes, election fraud sadly exists, which dilutes effective legal votes. I get that. That doesn't mean your legal vote doesn't matter. It does. We can't give up. There's no giving up. This is not the time to give up. There is no other place to go. We still have the greatest country on earth, and I am long on the United States. We have the greatest military, the greatest industrial capacity. We have the greatest number of entrepreneurial people. We have universities, even though many of them have gone woke, still produce incredible research. We can fix this thing. And damn it, I'm not giving up, and you shouldn't either.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.